Tired of waiting on hold forever? Talking to someone three states away who doesn't get it? At Upcountry Fiber, we're your neighbors, right here in the upstate, bringing you fast fiber internet and real local support 24/7. No pushy sales, no surprise fees, just honest service and a strong connection. And now's the perfect time to switch. Save $15 a month for a year on any fiber internet plan. Upcountry Fiber, certified local, a stronger connection.
Whether it's gearing up for game day, getting a jump on new fall styles, or taking advantage of summer closeouts up to 75% off, Elkmont is where you need to be. With great brands like On Clouds, Birkenstocks, Patagonia, Vuori, Z Supply, Back 70, Columbia, and more. Elkmont is located in Powdersville on Highway 153 and Clemson across from Bojangles, or online at elkmonttradingcompany.com. That's ELKMONT tradingcompany.com. Go Tigers!
Running a business means wearing multiple hats. So if you're like me, you probably started out using your personal phone, taking client calls and texts nonstop. As my business grew, I needed something smarter. That's when I switched to Quo, the number one business phone system. Quo works right on your phone or computer. No carrying two phones, no clunky landline, just one easy app you can try for free. Your team can share one number and handle calls and texts together, like a shared inbox. Any teammate can jump into the conversation, so customers get faster responses. And Quo's AI assistant summarizes your calls and responds to customers 24/7, so you never miss a lead or opportunity. All this starts at just $15 a month. That's basically two coffees. You can even keep your current business phone number. Find out why 90,000 businesses trust Quo. No missed calls. No missed customers. Try Quo for free at quo.com/sports. That's quo.com/sports to try Quo free. quo.com/sports.
Walt Tip to the Road Rage, we are back. All right, Ramon, we need to get to the U Pick'em games. Just an update on the ACC in terms of where we stand. So here's what the top contenders, the top five ACC teams, the five teams that have one league loss have remaining. Georgia Tech is at Boston College. Then they play Pitt, and then they play Georgia. UVA is at Duke, and then Virginia Tech. SMU has Louisville at home, and then at Cal. Pitt has Notre Dame, which is not a conference game, but then they're at Georgia Tech, and then they have Miami. So a very tough finish for Pitt. Duke has UVA at North Carolina, and then Wake Forest. Those are the five teams that have one league loss. And of course, the league is not guaranteed a berth in the college football playoff. I expect the league will get a berth in the college football playoff. I expect it will go to the champion, and it will just be one because the league's just not good enough. And, you know, we talked at length yesterday about the college football playoff committee's positioning and where they put those teams. And the dilemma for Miami is simply that they lost to two teams you can't lose to. They lost to Louisville as a home game, and then they lost at SMU. And the dilemma for Miami is they're either in sixth or seventh place in the ACC. And the ACC is not viewed as credible right now. And because, quite honestly, it's not all that credible. I don't know who the best team in this league is. But honestly, I don't even think I'd guess at this point. I mean, I think the most talented team is Miami. That's always been clear. But they have an albatross at quarterback. I mean, they have Carson Beck, who just constantly puts the ball in jeopardy and just doesn't get it. So I don't know how you overcome that if you're Miami. It's hard to overcome your own quarterback, and I'm not sure they will. I mean, but it's the champion who's going to go, and I don't know how long they'll be in the playoff for, probably one game. I mean, that's what I'm guessing as of now. I just don't think it's been a good year for the ACC. I think it's competitive. So if you look at it that way, it's competitive, but there's no team that looks elite at all. And the only one with the potential, I think, to be elite is Miami. Now, I think the two best defenses in the league have been Miami and Pitt. And we need to get to that Pitt-Notre Dame game. But in any case, that's what you have left, and we'll see how it plays out. All right, Ramona, let's get to the action. Hello?
All right. The first game is Minnesota at Oregon. Oregon's a 24.5-point favorite.
All right.
I took Minnesota.
Okay, why'd you do that?
Too many points.
Too many points. Two ways to win. It's both those things, right? I'm curious, what was the breakdown on this game?
7-5 Minnesota.
It is an awful lot of points. Okay, let me make your argument first, okay? Let me make the Minnesota argument first. I'll tell you what the Minnesota argument is. The Minnesota argument is that all of Oregon's receivers are hurt. All of them. Hurt, out. Therefore, Oregon last week had to play a different game than they're accustomed to playing. They had to run the ball at Iowa and beat Iowa in the rain at Iowa's own game. And they managed to do that. So kudos to them. Credit to them for playing Iowa's game in Iowa, at Kinnick, in Iowa weather, and finding a way to emerge victorious. I think that's a big deal for them. However, you're going to have to score points to cover 24.5. And that means you can't have that same game plan. You're going to have to throw the ball. They're going to be back home at Oregon in the cozy confines of Autzen. And so that helps, but they still have – the receivers are all banged up. The receivers are basically all hurt. And so can Oregon cover 24.5 without receivers? That's the argument for Minnesota in my mind. The argument, if you're taking Minnesota, I'm telling you right now, Ramona, the argument is not the points, all right? If Oregon was totally healthy, they would destroy Minnesota. I mean, friggin' destroy them. 61-10 would be the score if Oregon was healthy. But they're not. That's the argument for Minnesota with the points. Having said that, every time Minnesota plays an elite team, they get blown up. They just get destroyed. And Oregon has injuries, but they're still elite. And I don't know exactly at what point the score will mount in their favor, but it will. Look, Iowa, who is really good at physical football and the running game, Iowa ran it like 50 times against Oregon. Their longest run was 9 yards. Minnesota's strength is their run game. But I'm just not sure they can line up and run at Oregon, especially there. In fact, I don't think they can. And that puts the game back on the quarterback, and that means turnovers, and that means a compounded score. I don't know. I think Oregon is still just going to drill Minnesota. I just think they're just playing better. They don't have the receivers, so it might not be, 60-10, but I think it's still 41-10. It seems like a lot of points. When it's 24-0 late in the second quarter, it won't feel like a lot of points anymore. And I think that's where you're headed. I think Oregon's just too much for Minnesota. I took Oregon.
Okay, the next one is Notre Dame.
So we already have one different. We have the first one different.
Right.
Okay. Notre Dame at Pitt. This game gave me problems. I'm going to say something I almost never say about a game. I'm just not a fence sitter, but I'm going to say something I almost never say about a game when I talk about it. But what did you do here, Ramona?
I took Pitt.
And why did you take Pitt?
I took underdogs.
Underdogs, two ways to win.
Yes, I did.
Two ways to win. What's the breakdown here on the big Pitt?
The breakdown is 9-3 Pitt.
9-3 Pitt?
Yeah.
Okay, well, first of all, Pitt plays in the ACC, right, this year? And the ACC, not very good. That's my first thought. This game is a problem, though. And the reason it's a problem is Pitt is good against the run. They're elite against the run. Lewis and company, that whole defense, they are salty against the run. They are a very handsy secondary. They do that by intent. They teach that. Narduzzi's bunch. And Pitt can also run the ball with Reed and company. Look, and they can throw it to him out of the backfield. Notre Dame's defense has not been elite this year. They struggled early. They've gotten better as the season went along, but they've not been elite. And Heintzel has been really good at quarterback for Pitt, and he doubles as a dual threat. And so I think that, you know, you see real ability on Pitt, and then, you know, you're going to get a chance to play Notre Dame at home. There's a lot of reasons to like Pitt. And I thought seriously about Pitt. Eventually, I took Notre Dame. I still think, as good as Pitt is against the run, they have not faced a pair of backs, a trio of backs like Notre Dame has, that starts with Jeremiah Love, obviously. And Notre Dame compounds that by having a talented young quarterback in Carr. I think that combination of Carr and the run game is still enough to pose Pitt problems. Here's why I think this is a strange game for me. Because I think you're going to get one of two outcomes here, and they are completely opposite outcomes. I do not think that you're going to get Notre Dame beating Pitt in a close game. I don't think that's what you're getting. In other words, I don't think the spread's going to be a factor. I do not think you're getting Notre Dame 31, Pitt 27. I don't think that's what you're getting. I think either you're getting Pitt upsets Notre Dame and wins the game outright and doesn't need the points, or Notre Dame blows them out. And I know that doesn't even make sense, but that's what I think. And ultimately, I sided with Notre Dame blows them out. I think Notre Dame wins 42-21. I just think they're better. I think all the things Pitt is good at, Notre Dame is better at. I just think that's what it comes down to. And I just think they're too much. I've thought about Pitt, and I've thought about some of these recent games, even the game against Florida State, which was 34-31. And then I asked myself, well, how do these teams compare to Notre Dame? And the reality is they don't. They don't compare to Notre Dame. So I just think Notre Dame is just significantly better than the teams that Pittsburgh has been playing, beating, whatever. I just think Notre Dame's a significantly better football team. And I think they'll prove that. I think they're still a top shelf team, and I just don't think Pittsburgh is. I think they're pretty good, but just not good enough.
The next one is
Was that the third game?
That's the second one.
Okay, so far two games we are opposite on both.
That is correct.
Okay.
Okay, the next one is Oklahoma at Alabama. I took Oklahoma. Alabama's a 6.5-point favorite, but I don't like them.
And why don't you like them? What did Alabama do to you?
Nothing. I like Oklahoma.
Oh, okay.
I like Venables.
Okay.
I'm sticking with Venables.
Okay. And what was the breakdown here?
It's 6-6.
Oh, I'm a little surprised at that. Uh-huh. A little surprised at that.
In the Pit, it was 9-3.
Yeah, we Pitt. Said that. Pitt was 9-3. Okay. Yeah. So Oklahoma and Alabama 6-6. All right. I took Oklahoma. I think this is going to be one of the ugliest games of the weekend. I think if you're looking for offense, this will not be your game. I don't know. Somebody tell me what the total on this game is. I didn't look it up. Somebody tell me what the total on Alabama Oklahoma is. I see a game that's going to be dominated by the defenses. I think the Alabama offense has basically gone to sleep. I think Simpson has taken a beating over the course of the year. They don't have a run game. They have no traditional run game. I think Simpson's been really good and has carried Alabama, but I think he's starting to slow down. I think it's been too long a season with too much of the onus of the offense put on his shoulders. I think he's responded well, but I think he's wearing down. I think it's clear. I thought it was clear against LSU. LSU really got after him. I think they hurt him. I think they hit him. I think that he did not play well in that game. It's one of the first games he missed easy throws that he would normally make, because I just think the length of the season without a traditional run game is starting to wear on him. And they have no run game, as I said before the year. They don't have a traditional run game. On the other side, guess who else doesn't have a traditional run game? Oklahoma. Oklahoma's run game is largely Mateer, and it's all off-schedule stuff. None of the on-schedule stuff has actually worked. So it's all off-schedule stuff when Mateer does get runs. And so they have not run the ball successfully. They've run it a little better of late, and maybe they can create some run offense here. But basically, this game is going to come down to Mateer versus Simpson. And if you had done this a few weeks ago, I think it would have been Edge Simpson. It maybe still is, but I'm just not sure. You know, Mateer has struggled since he's come back. He's gotten a little better. He made plays in the second half to beat Tennessee. Can he do the same here? Listen, I think this is a lot like that LSU-Alabama game. Now, that game wound up 20-9 Alabama, but LSU had chance after chance after chance that they failed to convert. I think Oklahoma might upset them, but regardless, I think it's a very close, very low-scoring game. I would not be shocked if this game wound up 17-14, regardless of who wins. I just think points are going to be hard to come by, and I think both of these quarterbacks, without the benefit of any significant run game, I think both of them are going to be under real duress. And this game, look, as we know, football games always come down to mistakes, but this game might really come down to mistakes. I don't have a feel for it at this point. I just think it's going to be a low scoring, ugly game, and I don't really trust either side right now, despite what Alabama has done during the year. I think they have questions. Waltip to the Road Rage, quick break.
At Koala Insulation of Greenville, we specialize in blown-in insulation. Blown-in insulation provides great improvements to your home's efficiency and comfort while being a great cost-effective option. We also install solar attic fans for temperature and humidity control, reducing your attic temp from 150 to 110 degrees, protecting your home. Right now, you can receive up to $1,050 in rebates from Duke Energy and get up to $1,200 in federal tax credits. Hurry, call Koala Insulation at 864-867-1779 today.
If you run a business, you need video. Marketing video for your website, social media, employee training. You need Double Dog Video Productions. More than 30 years experience with clients from the largest manufacturers in the upstate to small family-owned businesses. Our mission is simple: the highest quality video production without the high prices. Check out our website, then give us a call, doubledogvideo.com. Let us tell your story.
At Blue Ridge Heating and Air, comfort and flexibility go hand in hand. For a limited time, choose the savings that fit your budget best. With 60 months no interest financing or a $2,000 rebate upfront on select heat pumps, which can qualify for federal tax credits and electric company rebates. That's 5 years interest free or $2,000 or more back in your pocket. Call today and find out which option works best for you at BlueRidgeHeatingAir.com. Blue Ridge Heating and Air, a preferred Armstrong Air dealer.
Royal Flush Toilet Rentals. If you want to potty like a rock star, you can with us. At Royal Flush Toilet Rentals, we offer construction porta potty rentals, septic tank pumping, and luxury toilet trailers. Call 864-238-8800. We have 2-stall, 3-stall, and 4-stall trailers for your corporate events, wedding parties, and special occasions. Call 864-238-8800. Royal Flush Toilet Rentals.
Are low T and ED ruining your life? Low Country Mail is your solution to getting that alpha feeling back. Sitting on the couch, not acceptable. We're going to get you back in the gym and get you back in the game of life. Come on down to Low Country Mail today. Get your testosterone checked and start a personalized concierge TRT plan. Plans include testosterone, lab work, annual physicals, doctor visits, and much more. Book at one of our 8 locations. Lowcountry Mail, making men men again since 2016. Lowcountrymail.com.
Yoder's Building Services is your locally trusted family-owned building supply company, serving the upstate since 1986 with lumber, windows and doors, roofing and decks, siding and more for homeowners and contractors. And when it comes to windows and doors, Yoder's is proud to partner with Anderson Windows and Doors, known for unmatched quality, durability and energy efficiency. Whether you're replacing a few windows or building your dream home from the ground up, visit Yoder's Building Services for more information on Anderson Windows and Doors today.
Elevate your holiday feast and treat your guests to more than just a meal. Serve them a story of care, quality, and craftsmanship from AMPM Farms Butchery and Market. Bring the farm-to-table philosophy to every cut, sourcing premium meats from local and regional partners who share their commitment to integrity and flavor. Each selection is chosen for taste because your table deserves better than supermarket standards. AMPM Farms Butchery and Market, Southern hospitality you can taste.
Fall is here, and that means cooler days and cozy nights. But are you ready to make the most of the season? At Fort Hill Natural Gas, we've got you covered. Whether it's keeping your home warm, heating your water, or firing up the grill for those crisp evenings, natural gas is your most efficient and reliable choice. It's clean, cost-effective, and always there when you need it. This fall, let Fort Hill Natural Gas keep your family comfortable and your energy bills low. Visit FHNGA.com today.
We are here with Eric Snyder of Snyder Tree Care. Eric, you guys can help a lot as far as preparing for those winter storms.
You know, winds come and storms happen, but if your tree is properly pruned, it's not going to fall to the storm like one that isn't. We would recommend that you prune it properly so the wind can get through it. Your tree can be healthy and strong. We don't want to top them out. If you top a tree, you're going to have a bigger problem in 3 to 5 years. You can find us on the web at SchneiderTree.com.
Leave it to Snyder Tree Care.
Here for the Lowe's early Black Friday deals? You're right on time for some of our biggest savings. We're talking up to 50% off select major appliances, plus up to an extra 25% off when you bundle select major appliances. Holiday lights going up soon? Select ladders are up to 50% off right now. Get Black Friday prices without the Black Friday crowds. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid through 11/19. Selection varies by location. Select locations only. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.
Hey, I'm Mike Slater. My dad passed away at the age of 63. It's out of nowhere. Had a stroke. Super hard, obviously, for the whole family, but my dad had life insurance. This is why I have life insurance for my family, for my wife and 4 kids. And the best place to get life insurance is ethos.com, because you can do it in 10 minutes. And there's no medical exam and no blood test, just a few health questions. Get life insurance in 10 minutes so your family is protected. Ethos, E-T-H-O-S, ethos.com/play.
Live and local sports talk coming to you from the Upcountry Fiber Studios.
This is 105.5 and 97.5 The Roar.
Serving the 5 counties of the South Carolina upstate, Upcountry Fiber is a stronger connection.
Get fired up with Walt Deptula on Road Rage. Weekdays 3 to 7 for all things sports. Exclusively on 105.5 and 97.5 The Roar.
Where it began, I can't begin to know it, but then I know it's growing strong. Hands, touching hands, reaching out, touching me, touching you.
So good. We are back. Let me tell you about Underdog. Football season's in full swing, and Underdog is the best place to get in on all the action. You can make picks and win money right now in South Carolina. Playing on Underdog is easy. Just pick whether your favorite players will go higher or lower in stats like rushing yards, receptions, touchdowns, and more. Get your picks right. You can win up to $5,000. times your cash. It's just that simple. I'm not on anything in on anything yet tonight, but I will be. I'm certainly going to get in on a little Patriots Jets action, and I get in on any football, any all the time, any NBA. That's me. I'm all over it. I'm also playing every boost. I love live in-game action. I love it both in the NFL and in the NBA. I love live in-game action. It's your chance to steer. And I'm really pretty good at the live in-game stuff, but you can be good too. It doesn't take much. I mean, you just need to track the numbers. Look at the numbers. Because, again, you already know what way the game's going. You know who's hot, who's cold, where guys are positioned. You have to be quick with the live in-game stuff because it changes every couple seconds. You want the best numbers available to you. So you sort of have to play that game and wait for the right number, then punch it in quick, and then combine it with something else. But I love doing it. Download the app today. Sign up with promo code ROADRAGE, all capital letters, to score $100 in bonus entries when you play your first $5. That's a $100 bonus when you play your first $5. That's promo code ROADRAGE, all capital letters, one word. Underdog, make picks, win money. Must be 18+. Present South Carolina. Terms apply. See assets.underdogfantasy.com/play/play and get terms_dfs_.html for details. Consider the play, call 1-800-GAMBLER, visit www.ncpgambling.org. Trust me, get the Underdog. You'll thank me later. It makes it all better. Joe, how are you, Joe? Good to have you, Joe.
How's it going, Walt? You know, I was going to talk about, like, Coach of the Year in the ACC and maybe the SEC. Who would you give it to? Georgia Tech's coach or UVA's? You know, assuming, you know, that they close it out, or what are you thinking?
I think it's a good question. I sort of think that those two gentlemen would be the leading candidates. So I think you're over it. I don't know which way they would lean.
I don't have Virginia's schedule ahead of me. I think they'll beat Virginia Tech for the first time in a while. If they close out, let's just say 10-2.
It depends too on what Georgia Tech does. It just, you know, it depends on how those two teams finish in all likelihood. I mean, it's probably going to be a close race, and probably, you know, those two guys at the forefront of it. And again, there's still more football to be played. I mean, maybe Narduzzi and Pitt isn't out of this, depending on how it plays out.
That's true. I think they're competitive against Notre Dame. I don't think they're going to get blown out. I really don't. At Pitt, right?
It is at Pitt, but I already said this, Joe, and I never say things like this, ever, because it makes no sense what I'm about to say, but I just don't have the feeling that Notre Dame is winning a close game there. I think either Pitt wins the game and upsets Notre Dame, or Notre Dame blows them out. I don't think it's going to be 31-27 Notre Dame. I think it's either going to be Pitt upsets them and wins like 27-24, or Notre Dame does blow them out. I don't think there's going to be a middle ground. I don't know why I think it, but
you know, he's an underrated coach. Why don't somebody look at him?
Narduzzi? I think that's a good point. Yeah. He doesn't even really have a home field, and he does what he does. Joe, I think that's a good point.
I mean,
can you imagine for a second if he moved from Pitt to Penn State?
Yeah, like he would. The physicality, you wouldn't have to worry about that. Yeah. You would not have to worry about that.
Oh, he would be a hated man, though, with part of that state. Oh, my God, would he be hated?
But, you know, I think it would be worth it. No offense to Pitt. But
Might be.
I think it's an upward projection there. The SEC, you know, Clark Lee's done a wonderful job. I still think Elko, part of me thinks Elko's the guy
probably
that you would give him. And I think Texas A&M is going to blow us out probably by like 30. It's going to be Tap City. It's going to be revenge. There's trout fishing up here, so I guess I'll take that up as long as Beamer's our head coach. I know you love him. I know you like him, Walt, but, you know, I'm kind of out. I'm kind of out on him. You know, even if 4-8.
I never said I love Shane Beamer, Joe. I'm pretty sure I never said that. But I think he's done a reasonably good job at a job and in a job that's fairly difficult. But
not this year.
Yeah, no, it hasn't been this year.
You know, our offensive line could have been called the turnstiles. Yes. You know, well, let them right in. Let them right
true.
In.
Walt. That's true. I'm not sure. I sort of think you're the worst offensive line I've seen in America this year, so I would say that is true. Let me tell you, we got to get to these rest of these games, Ramona. Let me tell you about Moretti's. Hey, it's Walt. Look, if you've never had Buffalo New York style pizza and wings, do not fear. You don't need to drive to Western New York. Moretti's right here in Malden. It's right here. Get there. Their pizza, it's thicker than New York style, but not doughy. It's just a perfect crust, baked to perfection on a real stone oven. The pizza's insane. The buffalo wings, you heard my man Dre tell you the other day, they're just incredible. They're authentic, real buffalo wings. Your choice of ranch or blue cheese and of course, celery. And of course, you are going to pick the blue cheese, and you're probably going to skip the celery. That's right. Extra blue cheese, no celery. Ever heard of beef on weck? Probably not, unless you're from Buffalo or heard it on the show. It takes them 8 hours to cook this roast beef. They cook it low and slow. Then they slice it thin and pile it high on a cumberweck bun, which is a sea salt caraway bun served with horseradish sauce, served with odd juice for Dunkin'. Are you kidding me? It's freaking unbelievable. Appetizers, subs, sandwiches, calzones, burgers, wraps, salads, chicken fingers, pasta, Italian entries, fish fry Fridays, big screen TVs everywhere, so you won't miss a second of the Clemson games or any of the NFL games or whatever team you favor. It's Moretti, 783 East Butler Road in Malden, just a half mile off of I-385. Moretti's, where everyone's a regular. Let's go, Ramona.
Okay, the next one is... Where'd it go? Okay, the next one is...
We have no time for where to go.
USF.
Yeah, and Navy.
South Florida, -8.5 at Navy. I took Navy.
Ooh, why'd you take Navy?
I don't know why. I took Navy because I wanted to take Navy, and then I looked up the games after that.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, no.
Yeah. All right.
But still...
All right, so what's the breakdown on that deal?
The breakdown on that is 8-4... South Florida.
Okay, I was one of the eight then. I would love to take Navy here. It's a spot I would normally take Navy. I just can't do it. I just think their defense has not proven they can handle teams like the last two that they saw, like the North Texases, like the Notre Dames, and I think USF is absolutely in that class of team. I just don't think they can handle Brown. I don't think they can handle that offense. I just think too many athletes. I think Navy will do some damage, but I just think South Florida eventually outscores them. You know, I don't know what, 45-30, something like that, maybe.
Okay. Yeah. The next one is Virginia at Duke 6.5.
Yeah.
Okay, I took Virginia.
Why?
I don't know. I didn't want to take Duke. I was taking some underdogs.
Yeah.
Trying to help myself. Yeah. I did very badly.
Two ways
lately.
To win.
Yeah. So.
I think you were only 5-5 last week. That's not bad. I took UVA. I don't like taking UVA here because Duke has way more offense than Virginia has, especially with the situation at quarterback. But that kid can run a little bit, and so I think he gives them a little bit of a different dimension. And at the end of the day here, my problem with Duke is Duke's defense sucks. It really does. So I think Virginia can get well here offensively, and I think it's too many points. I would not be shocked if Virginia pulled the upset here because I just don't trust Duke on defense at all, and I wouldn't be shocked if Duke created a couple turnovers here either, or Virginia created a couple turnovers here either. But if Duke wins, I think it's 24-21, it's 27-24, it's 31-27, you know, whatever it is. I think it's within this spread. What was the breakdown here?
The breakdown on this was Virginia 7-5.
I'm surprised at that. I thought more people would take Duke here. How about that? Okay.
The next one is Iowa at USC. I took Iowa. USC's a 6.5-point favorite. I took Iowa.
Why?
You're always talking about how bad USC is.
Well, I mean, I've said they've improved this year. They have a run game, they have more offense, and their defense is somewhat better. Their weakness is probably their secondary. That's not necessarily an area that Iowa can exploit. But I still think their physicality is lacking. And Iowa is a physical football team. Now, what concerns me is Iowa comes off that emotional loss to Oregon, and I wonder if they just didn't completely sell out there. Now they've got to travel out the West Coast to play a team that's relatively hot and USC. This one worries me. I did not feel good about this. I did take Iowa. I just think if I was going to win the day here, it's going to be because of their physicality. What was the breakdown here?
That one was, where'd it go? Oh, 6-6.
I'm surprised at that. I thought it would be more like USC 9-3. I'm surprised at that. Who took Iowa?
Let's see.
We don't have time for let's see. We gotta go. We gotta
John,
go.
John, Will, Morgan, Sam, and you and I.
Okay. Next game.
The next one is Texas at Georgia. Georgia 6.5. Yeah. I took Texas.
I also took Texas. What was the breakdown here?
7-5 Georgia.
Yeah, I'll tell you what worries me from the Texas perspective is Arch Manning's played two good games in a row, but they're against far lesser defenses than he's going to see in Georgia. It's not that Georgia's great defensively, but they're better than the last two teams that Arch Manning has played well against, and those are basically the only two that Manning played well against. I also don't trust Sarkisian in the first half of these type of games for whatever reason. His team's almost always flatline at the start of these games. At the start of these big games, that worries me. They can't afford that here. Georgia has more offense than they had last year. I think Stockton's playing well. They have talent at receiver. That worries me. But the bottom line here is Texas brings their heritage with them. They have big time athletes and they're a shingle school, and they're going to show up physically to play Georgia. There's no doubt in my mind. All right, next.
The next one is NC State at Miami. Miami, 14.5. That's too many points. I took NC State.
Yeah, I took Miami because I don't think it is too many points. NC State can score, but they can't block Miami. They're not going to block those two defensive ends. And Miami's going to do whatever they want. Look, Carson Beck may suck, but he's not going to suck against this defense. NC State's defense is horrific. I mean, absolutely terrible. So I think this is a game that Miami wins 42-20, something like that. I just think Miami's just better, and they'll just it won't start out that way, but they'll wear them down over the course of the game.
Okay. The next one is South Carolina at Texas A&M.
Yeah,
Texas A&M 18.5, but I still took them just because.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow, it's a lot of points.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, I took A&M too. South Carolina can't score. Now, you know, look, Green of Arkansas did run all over A&M, and that was a close game, and maybe Sellers can do the same. But that offensive line at South Carolina, A&M leads the nation in sacks, and that offensive line at South Carolina can't block anybody. That seems like a bad combination. A team that leads the nation in sacks and an offensive line that can't pass protect. That seems like a bad combo to me. Okay.
And the last one is Clemson, Louisville. Yeah. I took Clemson.
Yeah, I took Louisville. This is the hope I'm wrong game, but I think it's like 31-21 Louisville. I just think that Brohm is the problem here. I just think that the Clemson defense still has too many questions, too many issues with breakdowns to face all the things that Brohm is going to do. Clemson basketball coming your way. By the way, the women the other night against South Carolina really put up a great fight through three quarters, only trailed by 10. Times are changing in terms of Clemson women's basketball. I will see you on Monday.
The Tigers are back in action as they wrap up ACC play at Louisville on Friday. And we've got you covered right here on The Roar, starting at 1:30 p.m. Eastern, live in studio with the Ingles Tiger pregame show. Then Faxon Childress and his crew will have the Tiger tailgate show. Don, Tim, and Reg will have the call of the game live from Louisville, Kentucky. And then Donnell Clark and I will be back in studio to recap all the action on the fifth quarter show. If it's Clemson football, you know where to find it. The flagship station for Clemson athletics. We are The Roar, where every day is game day. The holidays are here, and while most people are adding pounds, what if you could start 2026 feeling lighter, stronger, and confident? Don't roll into the new year with regret. Take control now and skip the holiday weight gain. In fact, take that weight right off. I lost 24 pounds with PhD weight loss, and it completely changed how I think about food. Dr. Ashley Lucas and my PhD coaches show me exactly what to eat, how to handle the situations I encounter, and how to enjoy holiday meals without the guilt. That metabolic reset system from PhD, it works. Right now, for November only, PhD Weight Loss is making it even easier to get started. They're waiving your consultation fee, adding 2 weeks to your program for free, and even covering the cost of your food. And just for booking, You're going to get their 5 steps to reset the scale book absolutely free. Mention code 2026START to get these bonuses. Call now, 864-644-1900. That's 864-644-1900. Or visit online at myphdweightloss.com.
Actual price will depend on product and subscription plan, featured products, or compounded drug products, which the FDA does not approve or verify for safety, effectiveness, or quality. Prescription products require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if appropriate. See website for details, restrictions, and important safety information.
Want a boost in and out of the bedroom? Hims has you covered. Introducing a new 2-in-1 approach to level up your game. Tadalafil for better bedroom performance and zinc for testosterone support. Put it all together and you've got what you need to turn things all the way up. Getting started is simple. Just go to hims.com/joy to start your free online visit. Through Hims, you can access ED treatments, including pills, chews, and more, 100% online. No office visits, no pharmacy lines. Just fill out a simple intake form, and a licensed medical provider will determine if treatment's right for you. If prescribed, it ships free and discreetly to your door. Find affordable treatment options at up to 95% less than brand names at hims.com/joy. That's hims.com/joy, hims.com/joy.
Bob, you're a Clemson alum just like I am.
That's right, Ginger. I'm glad we struck up a friendship at Everlawn Independent Living.
Gosh, yes. Thank goodness we found Everlawn. Chef-prepared meals, housekeeping, and a fun schedule of activities like cards, movies, and parties.